Hey everybody, this is GM Puffin. Just wanted to have a quick little insert. This is not my regular podcast, just a quick little, hey, who am I, what am I doing? So you might notice some background noise, and there always will be, because what I do is I do this podcast on the way from walking from work to the bus, or from the bus to home, or vice versa. I'm always setting up a topic that I want to talk about in a larger format, but maybe I just don't have the time right now. And normally what I did in the past was I would just record myself on my phone and just leave it there. I've got about 500 or 600 recordings of thoughts and processes and role-playing and games mastering, and sometimes it's just the very act of talking about them that allows us to mull over the thoughts and come up with some insights into the topic. Sometimes just getting it out, sometimes it is helpful psychologically. And I find whenever I listen back to my own recordings from time to time, they spark new ideas. They give me some things to think about. As often as not, I'll take my thoughts to my blog, which is on Dungeon World Dev, which is one of the blogger sites. So if you were to Google Dungeon World Dev in Blogger, you'd probably find it there. So you might even spot some of the episodes you might have listened to and spot them in the blog format. And the blog format is sometimes just me rambling on in text, but I do go back and edit it. You know, I don't just spew it all out and stick it there like I do with this podcast. And this is just a little mini podcast as well. I'm intending, when I have the time and the ability, to sit down and do a proper podcast about these topics in a greater discussion with some other GMs. I know some of those GMs are listening right now, and some of my former players, and it would be really nice to have us sit round a table and plug in our microphones across the world and just chat about some of these topics and, you know, flesh them out rather than just a quick little 30 seconds. So, yeah, it's not meant to be professional in any way for this podcast. It's just a fun little thing to do and to share. Let people go, oh, that's an interesting thought. I never thought of that. Maybe I'll think about that some more. So if you know any DMs that are looking for insight and thoughts and ideas, just to spark them, just to go, oh yeah, that's a thought, then this might be a podcast for them. And then at some point, if you want to ring up using the Anchor system, you can ring me and leave a message, and then I can actually answer that message as a future podcast. So that's always a possibility. Anyway, I'll leave you with that little thought for the day. Hopefully you're gleaming something interesting from listening to this. If you're not, sorry. It's not going to be for everybody, of course. And hope you have a good day, and your role-playing and your gaming does well. And because at the end of the day, we're all just having fun with our activities, aren't we? I just like my activities to be a little bit more managed, I guess. When you're running out of time and you've only got so many hours in the day, and you've got kids and jobs and all that kind of stuff, and you've only got like a 4-hour window to do role-play, the kind of roleplay we did when we were 20, you know, where you're just sort of mucking around and running amok and roleplay till midnight and not care, and roleplay from Friday night through to Sunday night and just have fun with it all because, yeah, you had time and it didn't matter. Well, we don't have that kind of time anymore. So having a 4-hour conversation about whether halberds and swords do do appropriately equal damage based on the amount of time and effort you go through to swing them. It's not something that we have time for anymore. So I'm trying to make sure that my gaming is more precise and concise and just straight up. Get in there, get some quest going, get some stuff happening, ignore the extra blather that people do, and you know, that's sort of what I'm hoping I can help other people do too. Because I'd really like to get to the next step where we can have people start collaborative games mastering. I've run a few like that myself. Really would like to see a lot more of it happening. 5 or 6 or 7 games masters sharing their system, the world, what's going on, and plotting some of these things so that... And this is the one that happens most often, is your players will sell equipment to a shop and the shopkeeper can sell that equipment to the next group of players. And that's the one that starts. That's the one that I see happening more often than not. But then you do get those other times when players start leaving cryptic notes in a location that other heroes are going to find, and they read those notes and go, oh my gosh, you guys, there's somebody else was here before us, and they left us a note on how to get past the trap. How cool is that? So, anyway... That's it for today's recording. Ciao!